every Wednesday night between 10 and 11pm.
Koto, and welcome to the fourth edition of Classical Chromatics with me, Claire Martin, and I will be having a selection of keyboard music today, and I think this is because a lot of us have tinkered around on the keyboard, on the piano at home, and really had the start of our musical curiosity on the piano. So I'm going to start off with a couple of short pieces, just to bookend each other. And I chose these because the really cool thing about both of them is they are both quite spare, quite spacious, and in the undecorated form, you can really hear the bones of the compositions. So we start with the Scarlatti's Keyboard Sonata in D minor, KK213, and Jean Rondeau, the harpsichordist, will be performing this on the Erato label, recorded in 2018. Then we skip 250 years to a modern composition by a British composer, Peter Seaborn, and a piece from his piano solo works, Steps. This is a series of works that really tread alongside Peter's journey. And tonight I'm very pleased to be able to dedicate this broadcast of Steps to his wife, Marcel. So this goes out across the waters from Aotearoa down here in New Zealand to Peter and Marcel in Britain tonight. And this is the Steps 4, Canto I miei sogni, or Songs of My Dreams, and it will be performed by Fabio Menchetti. So we'll kick off the start of the program then, again, as I said, with Scarlatti Keyboard Sonata in D minor, followed by Canto I miei sogni from Steps 4 by Peter Seaborn.
Thank you.
the very beautiful Canto I Miei Sogni from Peter Seaborn's Steps 4, performed by Fabio Minchetti on the Shaver Contemporary label. The first up was Scarlatti's Keyboard Sonata in D minor, KK213, performed by Jean Rondeau, the harpsichordist. So the harpsichord, of course, was the precursor of the piano, and the first piano was forte piano, so it was it only had a short sustain. It wasn't until the heftier pianos of the 19th century that you got this, the weight and the sustain and the tone that we're used to in the modern piano. So we're going to go back to J.S. Bach's wonderful, vivacious writing for keyboard, and we're going to play one of his concerto for two harpsichords and strings, C minor, BWV 1060, and this will be performed by Raymond Leppard, who sadly passed away this week on the 22nd of October. He was a huge force in Britain for the revival of interest in Baroque music and conducted many works of full-length Baroque operas. But in this particular recording, he is playing the harpsichord, as I mentioned. Conductor is Sir Andrew Davies with the English Chamber Orchestra. So we're going to have three works. So sit, relax, and hear, luxuriate in the glorious sounds of J.S. Bach. J.S. Bach's Concerto for Two Harpsichords and Strings, C minor, BWV 1060. That was Raymond Leppard, conducted by Sir Andrew Davis with the English Chamber Orchestra. So no keyboard program would be complete, in my view, without a section of Chopin. And I've chosen his Fantasy Impromptu in C-sharp minor, one of his later works, his Opus 66. It actually draws many of its harmonic and tonal elements from Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, which is also in C-sharp minor. This particular performance, I think, is brilliant, and I auditioned many recordings of the Fantasy Impromptu and found Daniil Trifonov, a Russian who won the Tchaikovsky Piano Prize in 2011, playing Chopin, and I love his playing. It's extremely emotional and expressive, but it also sounds like he is Chopin himself composing it on the spot. So here is Daniil Trifonov performing the Fantasy Impromptu in C-sharp minor, Chopin. Thank you. The Fantasy Impromptu in C-sharp minor by Chopin, and that was performed by Daniil Trifonov. We move to France and Debussy, one of my key composers that I adore, and book two of his Image, Jean-Ephraim Bavouzet, recorded this in 2008. And it is the cloche à la travers les feuilles, or the bells through the leaves. And it was inspired by the bells in a church steeple in a village in Jura in France. The composition of Image put Debussy on the pianistic map, you could say, and he described himself as being to the left of Schumann or the right of Chopin. So this is Cloche à la travers les feuilles, performed by Jean-Ephraim Bavouzet.
Thank you.
Debussy's Cloche à la travers les feuilles from book two of his Images, performed by Jean Ephraim Bavouzé. So we go to Britain once more, and this, you could say, was the English Impressionist composer, John Ireland, and I'm going to play a piece from his Decorations number 1, The Island Spell. It was composed in 1912 and is inspired by a visit to the Guernsey Islands in the English Channel Islands. This performance is performed by Alan Rowlands, and it's been digitally remastered from a 1960 recording. Rowlands was particularly preoccupied by the music of Ireland, and he helped save the music of the composer from neglect and ended up recording all of Ireland's piano music. So here is John Ireland's The Island Spell. John Ireland's The Island Spell, performed by Alan Rowlands. So we're going to have a very big change of colour, and we are having Prokofiev's Toccata Opus 11, composed in 1912 as well. This is a really rhythmic piece. And the pianist for this particular piece is Marta Argerich, a fantastic Argentinian pianist, who is still hugely active and a dazzling player at the age of 75. However, this was recorded in 1960 when Marta was only 19, and it's quite an extraordinary virtuosic performance, as you'll hear. So here's Prokofiev's Toccata in D minor, Opus 11, performed by Marta Argerich. Prokofiev's Toccata in T minor, performed by the 19-year-old Marta Argerich. So, bringing us into the 20th century is Philip Glass. And again, a lot of listening to a lot of different pieces. There is so much keyboard music to choose from. I'm really spoilt for choice being the classical DJ. So there's a lot of music to get through and listen, and there's a lot of Philip Glass keyboard music. He is himself, of course, a pianist, and I chose one of his etudes, and it's the number 15. These were studies that began composition in 1992. This particular section is from 2012. And Glass's works were performed at the Barbican in London by a whole range of different pianists as a tribute to his music. It was put together by the Deutsche Grammophon label when he turned 80 in 2017. And Philip Glass himself handpicked the pianist to perform in this concert. One of the pianists was Víkingur Ólafsson, and according to the press, he was the highlight of the evening. And I've got to agree, because his playing is unbelievable. Again, a bit like Daniil Tronofsky earlier, Trifonov, I beg your pardon. He makes it sound as if he is composing the work and that it's his own music. He is an up-and-coming visionary pianist, really, not only in technical ability, but he uses a rather different method of practice. Rather than working with lots of masterclasses and with tutors, he uses the recording of his own works to listen so that he knows how he sounds. And besides his growing career as a traditional concert pianist, Víkingur Ólafsson also collaborated with a range of contemporary composers such as Ólafur Arnalds and Björk. So we are going to come to Philip Glass's Etude number 15, and this is performed by the Icelandic Víkingur Ólafsson. Thank you. Philip Glass's Etude No. 15, performed by the Icelandic pianist Víkingur Ólafsson. Fantastic CD with all his other performances from Philip Glass is really worth listening to. So that brings us to the end of Classical Chromatics No. 4. With me, Claire Martin. I'm part of the Radio 13 Music Collective, and you can find out about us on radio13.co.nz. And if you had to dash out and watch a bit of rugby tonight, I understand. You can always catch up with bits of this program by streaming on planetaudio.org.nz/classical-chromatics. That's classical chromatics at the end. But if you're tuning in any time on Saturday evening, any Saturday at 8:30, you get some fantastic music. There's a whole bunch of us at Radio 13 who play some really interesting stuff. So do come back and have a listen to more. I'll be back on Saturday the 23rd of November, but I'll be playing out now with Terry Riley's Francesco in Paraiso. So a little bit of non-piano music to take you out. And please join me again for the next program. I look forward to seeing more of you. Bye for now.